coming home to a son he'd hardly seen before. And he left the war behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he's glad to be back home for good. When he first came to Greendale Mountains with a reader by his side and an old green camper and a little guy named Schultz, and he promised to return with a family of his own, five boys, the mountains they would roam. And the Greendale Mountains, always a natural high, sitting round campfires under starry skies. I'd know he'd be a poor man if he never saw a beaver dam. Greendale Mountain High in Vermont. Now he pumped water from the well and carried wood from the bin. And he stoked the fire and watched Nyanza burn. And his sons say he was crazy as he lit up the sky. More wood on the fire rising high. Now he told his stories of foo-foo birds and hunting from the trees, of hot water heaters and water mills in the stream. Now his sons bring grandchildren to camp by his stream to remember Grampy Mud and all his dreams. And the Greendale Mountain forests are a natural high, sitting round campfires under starry skies. The moonlight on the beaver dam was enough to make him cry. Greendale Mountain High in Vermont. Now his life was full of wonder as he hiked the Greendale Hills. And he loved the smell of bacon on the campfire grill. And they say that he was happy with a reader by his side, walking hand in hand through the countryside. Now his memory lives on, we hear his voice through the breeze, his initials carved in many old oak trees. Now we wish he was here with us to enjoy the coming years, but we promise to wipe away our tears. And the Greendale Mountain man was always high, and he'd want us all to remember starry skies. So the looks upon our faces are not from being sad, it's the memory of their dad, the Greendale Mountain man. Now we pumped water from the well and carried wood from the bin, and he stoked the fire and watched Nyanza burn. And they say he was crazy as he lit up the sky. More wood on the fire rising high. Now he told his stories of foo-foo birds and hunting from the trees, of hot water heaters and water mills in the stream. Now his sons bring grandchildren to camp by his stream to remember Grampy Mud and all his dreams. And the Greendale Mountain man was always high, his legend and his memories fill the sky, and we'll always remember as much as we can about the Greendale Mountain man in Vermont. we can about the Greendale Mountain Man.